Check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In a story in the Republican American by Ruth Epstein, a great deal of interest now in the large pink and white building on Main Street in Lakeville. It's not really positive attention, though, according to the story. The former China Inn restaurant is in a state of disrepair. The Board of Selectmen in Salisbury and many other people in town want to find a way to remedy the situation. Heard complaints and concerns over the past few years. Selectmen have begun to make moves, according to the story. They've done research and conducted the only funding that can be found that would be used for affordable housing. They would prefer to have private capital used to purchase the building, but until recently it wasn't forthcoming. However, according to the story, some residents who attended the Board of Selectmen meeting say they're interested in pursuing such a project. First Selectman Curtis Rand said if money were to come from the State Department of Housing, they would like to remove the porch, tear down a barn, and put apartments in the old Victorian house and another barn. He was meeting with state officials this week. An application deadline for such a grant is in April. The town must possess the building to renovate it. The building is owned by Four Seasons Court. According to the assessor's records, it has been appraised for a little over $327,000. Dover Greens, the Olivet System Company, tasked with maintaining and developing the former Harlan Valley Psychiatric Center, has agreed to pay over $500,000 in damages stemming from environmental violations during its cleanup of the Wingdale site in 2013, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of New York. They announced a lawsuit on behalf of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency against Dover Greens, as well as a consent decree agreement in which Dover Greens accepted responsibility and admitted to the claims. Dover Greens violated the Clean Air Act and EPA's national emissions standards for asbestos rules when it removed a former Harlan Valley Psychiatric Center in Wingdale, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. Greg Pulver has been reelected the Dutchess County Legislature chairperson. That happened at a swearing-in ceremony on Tuesday for legislators elected in November. Each legislator was elected to a two-year term. In his remarks, Pulver, who is entering his third year as chair, said, quote, "Our responsibility as elected officials is to ensure that Dutchess remains a place where everybody can succeed, and we must look for ways to encourage more opportunity, more growth, and success for all." Of course, Pulver represents Northeast Stamford, Pine Plains, and Milan. And State Senator Craig Miner out of Litchfield on Wednesday applauded the State Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, awarding more than $500,000 to help acquire and preserve parcels of land in Cornwall, Salisbury, and Sharon. Salisbury got $136,500 to purchase 78.99 acres of the Pope property. Sharon received $240,000 to buy 70.37 acres of the Dalton property. And Cornwall got $225,000 to purchase 72.5 acres of the Red Mountain Preserve. The grants were made through the state's Open Space and Watershed Land Acquisition Program. Remember the search for that 15-year-old boy after he was found by his family reporting him missing? He didn't arrive at the Wasaic train station on Sunday, according to state police. Zelen Yan, also known as Bert, was found in Beijing with his parents. He simply turned around and went home. In Kent, the Safety Committee regular meeting will be held at 1:15. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has their regular meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Northeast Town Board has their meeting at 7 p.m. North Canaan Elementary School Board of Education meeting is 7 p.m. at the North Canaan Elementary School. Town of Kent Planning and Zoning Commission has their meeting, a special meeting, and that will be at 7 p.m. at Kent Town Hall. On January 10th, the Bushnell Sage Memorial Library presents their first Folk Circle get-together. It's now the second Friday of every month at 7 p.m. More details at 413-229-7004. Community members invited to donate gently used clothing and household items at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School's Music Boosters Fund Drive, January 11th, 9 till noon in the school's parking lot. The drive's goal is to raise $1,000 to support Housatonic Valley Regional High School, their upcoming music appearance at the competition in Virginia Beach. Acceptable donations include clothing, shoes, accessories, backpacks, and linens. Soft goods must be in garbage bags and small household items boxed. No loose items or books will be accepted. In Kent, students in a memoir writing program will share and read their favorite pieces from a recent class. That will happen January 11th at 2 p.m. in the Kent Memorial Library Reading Room. Michael Gage will give a lecture entitled The Farm in the Forest, Historical Ecology, on the Mansfield Yale Chattleton Farm at Great Mountain Forest, January 11th at 4 p.m. at the Center on Main, 103 Main Street. The talk will focus on Yale University's forestry camp at the forest, which was built by Ted Childs in 1941 on the site of an old farm in Falls Village. A reception photography exhibit at the Cornwall Library will be held Saturday. Angels in the Architecture by Catherine Noren will open with a reception January 11th at 5 p.m. at the Cornwall Library. Look to the Future. Alzheimer's Association Connecticut chapter is holding a talk where you can get educated and involved on Sunday, 1 till 2:30 at the Salisbury Town Grove in Lakeville, Connecticut. RSVP at 860-828-2828. Light refreshments will be served. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 161.41 today to 28,745.09. The Nasdaq starts off today at 9,129.24, and the S&P 500 at 3,253.05. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.